Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode 4 of Around the World, a podcast where you get to travel virtually to a new country every week with me, your host, Josephine Kramer.
Hi, I'm Yamur. I live in Turkey, Istanbul. I've always lived here, like, my whole life.
So Yamur, a special guest for today, lives in Istanbul, Turkey, and it's one of the major cities in Turkey, and it's an old city, and it reflects many cultural influences from the empires that ruled there. It's about 15.52 million people, and the area is about 2,063 square miles, and it's a 7-hour time difference there. So we're going to hear more from our guests now about what Turkey is like. What is life like for you in Turkey normally? So what do you do with your family, and do you enjoy it there? What is the culture like?
Turkey, I don't know. Places in Turkey, there's people like living more like the life in like US or something. And the other half is like living a life with like more villages and stuff. I live in Istanbul, so it's more like modern.
Modern, okay. And there was poor connection, so I didn't catch, like, what do you do with your family there?
Oh, with my family, we just stay home, and, like, before quarantine, we traveled a lot, like, at summer or, like, usually at summer. We go skiing, and, yeah, and Turkey's beaches are really good, and the skiing places.
Nice. And how has Turkey as a whole been affected by COVID-19, and how hard has it been hit, and when were the worst times there?
It first started at March, and then it got worse and worse, but none of my family has it, and my close friends has it, so I'm glad about that. Traveling stopped. Like, people began traveling at like July, or some people started at June, but like not like after like the 15th of June. But most of the people started traveling on July, but they were mostly at inside of Turkey. They didn't go like outside.
Yeah. And when were the worst times for Turkey, you think, starting? The
worst times, I think it was in spring.
In spring, yeah.
It was, like, really, everyone was really scared of it, and everyone started, like, stocking foods at home, so, like, the markets were closed for a really long time.
Oh, so you couldn't get food at all?
No, like, not at all, but it's not like we could get, but not that much.
Okay. And so how has the outbreak of COVID-19 affected you and your family? So personal experiences, how you feel about the virus, mental health, and school, stuff like that.
We started online school when it first started. Our school was prepared for it, so we know what we were going to do. But not all of the schools were like that. Some people did online classes. Some people didn't do classes. Some people did television classes. They had a show, like, for every grade. They can watch it. And, yeah, my personal experiences is, first, I was really happy because of the schools were shutting down, and I hated school at that time, but I really want school to open right now. So yeah, that's my experience.
Yeah, so like you began to miss it as you went along?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And so how do you feel about the virus personally? Like, how has it affected you personally?
affect me like a lot, because I'm more like a home person, so I like staying home more, but I obviously would love going out with my friends, because I love spring as summer seasons for like being with my friends, but I couldn't be with my friends because of the COVID-19.
Yeah. And what do you feel the government in Turkey needs to do to stop the spread of the virus?
I really don't know what they should do, because, I mean, I think it's getting slightly better, but some people don't think it's getting better. We're good for some countries, but I mean, our population is big, so I mean, it's normal that we have cases right now, but I mean, I think we should, like, some people still doesn't wear masks, and I think that it should be mandatory.
And do you feel that people should stay quarantining, or do you think it should be opened up again?
I mean, if you are prepared for the virus, you can go some places, like, but you shouldn't stay at the hotels. I mean, if you have an house, if you have a beach house, you can go there, but still quarantine, like, not seeing your family, of course.
And what is the one thing, what is the thing that you most wish to have back or do when quarantine ends?
I'm at the basketball team at my school. I really want that to open again.
So right now I'm talking with Yağmur about Turkey and COVID-19 and what she likes to do there, what it's like to live there. But I'm just going to give you some information about it, the COVID-19 situation right now there, so that you just get a little more context and can understand more what Yağmur is talking about. So the CDC has ruled that the COVID-19 risk in Turkey is high, and travelers should avoid all non-essential international travel to Turkey. Turkey had its worst time at around April 11th. They had 5,138 new cases that day. In total, they've had 272,000 cases. 246,000 of those people have recovered, but there have been 6,417 deaths. Currently, the cases are going up again. July 15th was kind of a low point where they had low amount of cases every day. July 25th. But now it's going up again. And currently they have 1,572 new cases today, and they have 47 new deaths. So that's sort of the situation of what's going on in Turkey, and I hope that gives you a clear picture of what's going on there. And lastly, are there any other experiences you would like to share about your time?
No.
Okay. Thank you. It was great having you. Bye.
Bye.
So that brings us to the end of our podcast for this week. I can't believe it's the fourth week already. I hope you enjoyed our special guest, Yağmur. I want to thank her for all of her help. I hope you learned some things about the COVID-19 situation in Turkey, and I hope you learned and benefited a lot from having a full interview with this person, and with Yağmur, and having her explain her personal experience and feelings with how things are there. So please contact me by sending in a voice message on the podcast page. There's like a little message symbol with a plus in it. So if you would send that in, that would be really helpful. give your feedback. If you liked having this interview format, then I could do that again. If you liked the previous format better, I could do that again as well. So once again, thank you, Yagmore, and I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will see you next week.